Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the incredible world of OpenAI's GPT 3.5 Turbo 0301, specifically the mini version. It's been out for a bit, but we wanted to take it for a spin, explore its capabilities, and, you know, see what kind of magic it can conjure up.
Ooh, exciting. So this isn't just about the usual chatbot stuff, right? I heard it's got some serious muscle for more technical tasks.
Absolutely. Think PhD-level expertise in math, coding, and science. We're talking creating autonomous snake games in Python, simulating physics problems, even building interactive visualizations of biological processes. It's mind-blowing.
Autonomous snake games? Hold on, that sounds wild. Did it actually work?
Not only did it work, but it created a fully functional game with two competing AI snakes, complete with a scoreboard and collision detection. The code was lengthy, but it ran flawlessly. I was stunned. Then, we threw it a curveball, a ball bouncing inside a spinning hexagon with gravity and friction. Nailed it.
Okay, you've got my attention. What about something more visual, like, I don't know, the Big Bang?
Great question. We prompted it to create a 3D simulation of the Big Bang using 3JS. The result? An absolutely stunning visual representation of the universe expanding from a singularity. It even had start and reset buttons. This model's ability to generate complex, interactive simulations from a single prompt is truly remarkable.
I'm starting to see why you're so enthusiastic. But how easy is it to actually use this tech?
Surprisingly easy. We used it in ChatGPT with the reasoning button enabled, and also on a free Hugging Face space called AnyChat. Both give access to GPT 3.5 Turbo 0301 Mini for free. AnyChat even provides live results, so you can see your creations come to life in real time, which is pretty awesome.
So it's powerful, accessible. What's the catch?
Well, there are a few limitations. The mini version doesn't have visual reasoning capabilities like the full GPT 3.5 Turbo 0301 model. Also, while the free version is great, the high-performance model requires a paid subscription.
Makes sense, but even the free version sounds incredibly powerful. Any other standout examples?
Oh, plenty. It created a working CRISPR visualization, a functional Microsoft Paint clone, an interactive taxonomy tree of big cats, and even a quick sort animation. And it aced a complex university-level physics problem, step by step. Pretty impressive, right?
I'm almost speechless. This feels like a major leap forward.
It is. But remember, this is just a taste of what's possible. The full GPT 3.5 Turbo 301 model is even more powerful. It's an exciting time to be in the tech world. That's it for today's deep dive into OpenAI's latest offering. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of AI.
Goodbye.